Chickpeas, also called garbanzo beans, are a powerhouse of nutrition. They contain so many essential nutrients that adding them to your daily diet will surely be beneficial. They are an excellent source of potassium, iron, vitamin B6, magnesium, and calcium. By combining with nuts or seeds, they are a complete protein, which means all the essential amino acids are present and can serve as a meat substitute. They are naturally low in sodium and fat and contain no cholesterol. They are a carbohydrate with a low glycemic index, which means they won't spike blood sugar, making them a good choice for diabetics. Their high fiber content, both soluble and non-soluble, contributes to a healthy gut and satisfies the appetite well. And to top it off, they are naturally gluten-free. Most recipes don't suggest it, but I like to peel chickpeas, especially for hummus. It isn't as time-consuming as it may sound. Place the cooked chickpeas in a bowl of cool water and rub them between your palms. The skins easily slip off and rise to the top. Drain off into a colander. Keep adding water and rubbing until most of the chickpea skins have been removed. This method has two benefits. First, it makes a smoother, creamier hummus and second, prevents stomach upset from too much fiber. Dried chickpeas that have been soaked and cooked can be frozen to use later. Falafel. I seriously questioned whether I would make this recipe. It contains so many steps and seems complicated. But in the end, it's a meal that is special and once in a while we want something special. This mixture can be frozen before shaping or you can shape the falafel and freeze on a sheet pan before putting in an airtight container. You can also freeze the fried falafels. Pop in oven without defrosting and reheat at 275°F, 140°C, until crispy. Keep the temperature of the oil as constant as possible. Do not overload the pot because it will drop the temperature quickly and the falafel won't cook properly and be greasy. If the oil is too hot, they will brown too quickly and the center may still be raw. They need to cook for about 5 minutes. This recipe cannot be made with canned chickpeas. 1 circa dried chickpeas 250 milliliters 1 circa onion, roughly chopped 250 milliliters 2 tablespoons finely chopped fresh parsley 30 milliliters 2 tablespoons finely chopped fresh cilantro 30 milliliters 1 teaspoon salt 5 milliliters 1 quarter of a teaspoon cayenne powder 4 cloves of garlic 1 teaspoon cumin 5 milliliters 1 teaspoon baking powder 5 milliliters 4 to 6 tablespoons flour 60 to 90 milliliters canola oil for frying, chopped tomato, diced onion, diced green bell pepper, sliced pickled turnips, optional, tahini sauce, pita bread. Put the chickpeas in a large bowl and add enough cold water to cover them by at least 2 inches, 5 centimeters. Let soak overnight, then drain. Run the drained, uncooked chickpeas and onions through a meat grinder using the coarse plate. Add the parsley, cilantro, salt, hot pepper, garlic and cumin. Run it a second time through the meat grinder using the finer plate. If you don't have a meat grinder attachment, then use a food processor but be careful not to puree too finely. Sprinkle in the baking powder and 4 tablespoons, 60 milliliters, of the flour and mix. You want to add enough flour so that the dough forms a small ball and no longer sticks to your hands. Add more flour if necessary. Place in a bowl and refrigerate, covered, for several hours. Form the chickpea mixture into balls about the size of walnuts, or use a falafel scoop, available in Middle Eastern markets. Heat 3 inches, 7.5 centimeters, of oil to 375°F, 190°C. In a deep pot or wok and fry one ball to test. If it falls apart, add a little flour. Then fry about 6 balls at once for a few minutes on each side, or until golden brown. Drain on a rack placed on a sheet pan. Stuff half a pita with falafel balls, chopped tomatoes, onion, green pepper and pickled turnips, if using. Drizzle with tahini sauce. Adapted from the Foods of Israel Today by Joan Nathan. Easy tahini sauce. This tahini sauce is perfect for drizzling on a falafel or a wrap or use as a salad dressing or dip. 1/3 circa tahini 75 ml. 1/3 circa fresh lemon juice 75 ml. 1 tablespoon. Olive oil 15 ml. 1 teaspoon. Honey 5 ml. 1/2 a teaspoon. Kosher salt 2 ml. 2 tablespoons water 30 ml. In a small bowl, combine the tahini, lemon juice, olive oil, honey and kosher salt and whisk to combine. Add the water and whisk until a light and creamy dressing forms. Add a little more water as necessary depending on the consistency of your tahini. Serve immediately or refrigerate and bring to room temperature before serving. Extra dressing keeps for about 1 month in a sealed container in the refrigerator. Chickpea salad. This is a simple yet hearty salad. Crumbled feta cheese and avocado are also nice with this dish. 1 can chickpeas, drained and rinsed. 1/2 green bell pepper, diced. 1 Roma tomato, diced. 1 green onion, sliced. 7 ounces. Fresh cheese like chèvre, torn or cut into cubes 190 grams. 2 eggs, hard-boiled, cooled and chopped. 1 bunch fresh parsley, finely chopped. 1/2 a teaspoon salt 5 ml. 1/2 a teaspoon. Oregano 5 ml. 1/4 of a teaspoon. Black pepper 1 ml. Juice of 1 lemon. 4 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil 60 ml. Add all ingredients to a salad bowl. Toss to mix. Serve cold. Hummus. This is a calorie-friendly dip, 1/4 cup, 60 ml, has about 25 calories. An equal amount of soaked and cooked dried chickpeas can be substituted for the canned. To change the flavor, use roasted garlic rather than fresh. A roasted red pepper pureed with the chickpeas adds another flavor option. Tahini is made from sesame seeds, so this makes the dish a complete protein and meat substitute. 1 can chickpeas, drained and save liquid. 1/4 circa tahini 60 ml. 1 clove garlic. 1/2 a teaspoon salt, or to taste 2 ml. 1/4 circa lemon juice, or to taste 60 ml. Combine all ingredients in a food processor or blender, adding only enough of the saved liquid to make it the consistency you like. Blend to a smooth consistency. Place in a shallow bowl. Drizzle with olive oil and garnish with parsley and lemon wedges. Serve with pita, falafel or shish kebab. Adapted from A Taste of Lebanon by Mary Salome. Lebanese chicken chickpea soup. This soup is done in an hour and makes its own chicken stock. White meat is equally tasty as using the dark meat from the chicken. In fact, you can double this recipe and use the whole bird. I enjoy leaving the meat on the bone and with skin on for the first boil. It makes a richer stock. 2 chicken legs with thighs. 10 circa water 2.5 L. 1 large carrot, finely diced. 1 rib of celery, finely diced. 1 medium onion, finely diced. 3/4 circa dried chickpeas, soaked overnight 175 ml. 1/2 circa rice 125 ml. 2 teaspoons salt, or to taste 10 ml. 1/2 a teaspoon. Pepper 2 ml. 1/4 of a teaspoon. Cinnamon 1 ml. Place chicken pieces in a large saucepan with the water. When it comes to a boil, skim off any foam. Add drained chickpeas, carrot, celery and onion. Cover and cook for 45 minutes over medium heat. Remove chicken from broth and pull the meat off the bones. Discard bones and skin. Chop chicken meat into small, soup-sized pieces. Return the meat to the soup pot. Add rice, salt, pepper, and cinnamon. Cook an additional 25 minutes. Serve. Adapted from A Taste of Lebanon by Mary Salome. Sarah Galvin is a home economist, teacher, and avid supporter of local food producers. She has been a market vendor, grew up on a farm in southeastern Saskatchewan, and is a member of Team Resources.